Ryan Villopoto, Paula, congratulations. You are the 450 National Motocross Champion.
Thank you.
This interview is going great. Smart race today. I mean, first moto looked like you hung out a little bit. Second moto, took it easy?
The first moto was good. You know, just out there and ended up getting the win, and that was, you know, good. Gave me a little more points going into the second moto. Mm-hmm. We raced. Well, first of all, I didn't like the track because it was unbelievably high speed. Mm-hmm. I think they need to slow it down next year. That in the second moto, I was going to say, all on top of the being that it was so high speed, we raced so late in the second moto that it was the sun was right in your eyes, and it was obviously not a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So second moto, kind of just riding behind there, just playing it smart.
Yeah, I was, you know, obviously me and Ryan, I don't think we went back and forth like we did the first moto, but was right there with him. Wasn't going to really let him go right away. And then around halfway point, obviously the sun was kept on going down. And we all had to deal with it. I mean, like I was the only one. But, I just wasn't willing to, you know, try to pass him and then try to go get Barcia. Mm-hmm. Dude, I know Mathis. I know.
Dude, come on. Hey. First moto, good battle. Were you getting a little nervous?
No, I was good. Eating a lot of roost, but it was good. I had a big moment off the double. Hand fell off. I guess they showed it a lot on TV.
He gave you a look over too.
Yeah, he did. Like he seen me. It was good.
Hey, you mentioned on a podium up and down season. Not easy. I don't say your lights titles are easy, but you know what I mean.
I just said that in the press conference. I said the Supercross Championship and the Salvador one was
drama.
Unbelievably hard. I wouldn't say the Supercross lights was easy, but it was easy compared to this.
Yeah.
And outdoors didn't start off very well. It was really up and down, and we were struggling. And the turning point, I think, was Unadilla.
Mm-hmm. What does this mean to you? I know this is kind of a cheeseball question, but what does it mean to you? I mean, you're a double champion.
It's a hell of a year, and it's going to be hard to do it again.
So what was your best race of the year, do you think, outdoors?
Steel City.
And worst race?
There was quite a few of them, actually.
Did you have one that sort of depressed you or made you the most mad?
No, I mean, I felt really good at Red Bud, and I went and won the second moto, but I felt like I could have won the first moto and ended up going down. But I wouldn't say I had this, that was one that I was totally bummed out on, because everyone you're bummed out on.
How much credit does the switch to the 2012 deserve?
A lot. I mean, we were struggling quite a bit, and I'm lucky that Kawasaki was able to pull it together pull together the new bike and get it and it's a lot of work on their part to just switch a bike.
Right. And for next year, are you going to run the number two or the number one?
Isn't it a rule you have to run number one?
That's I don't know.
You had to run it. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Never mind then. Scratch that. Yeah. Hiring Alden Baker, huge, huge step for you.
Yeah. I mean, obviously. Everybody's seen when I came into Supercross, I was ready and carried it on through. It was, like I said before, the best decision that I was able to make.
Mm-hmm. All right, do you want to go eat some tacos?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all waiting for you.
Beer.
All right, see you. Okay.